Back online at MSCSports.net, Johnny Kane here with you. It's time to talk Jackson Heights Cobras football with head coach Caleb Wick. And, Coach, last week, really good win for your guys to open up the playoffs. You take on Central Heights when going away 62-10. It's really a dominant performance from your guys from start to finish. Overall, your offense, you have Jason Bosley run for 236, also threw for 135. He had 7 touchdowns total. Overall, Coach, just a great performance. What were your thoughts overall?
Yeah, it was a good win, good first playoff win. Like we always preach to the kids, everybody's 0-0, you know, starting on week 9, and we were able to get that victory and move to 1-0, and that's what everybody hopes for every week, is just going 1-0 and keep the season going, and we were able to do that on Friday. I thought we executed pretty well in the first half, you know, getting a big lead. I think we were up 50-3 at halftime, and then kind of put on the brakes there in the second half, and, you know, Varsity got 2 possessions and scored the first 2 possessions, and then it was JV from there on out, and it was good to get some young kids in there, and like I said, it was good to get a win like that, but we're always trying to go 1-0, and just hopefully we can continue that.
Was that a good win in the simple fact of, you know, not only do you win big, but you're able to kind of rest your guys a little bit in the second half as well, knowing you got a big game coming up this week?
Yeah, you know, we were able to get them out there in the early fourth quarter, and we did feel like we needed to keep them in there through the entirety of the third quarter, though, since it wasn't a running clock. We just felt like we needed to give them more reps, especially more game reps, especially with the number one team coming up in Olpe. So while they were in there, I thought they did a great job, and it was good to get them out there in the middle of the fourth quarter to get the JV kids in there, because they do practice very, very hard during the course of the week, so they need to get rewarded too.
Yeah, talking about this week now, as you're into the regional round of the playoffs, you get number one ranked Olpe, as you mentioned, a game you've already played here this year, a 35-0 loss for your guys, but it was a game that Olpe said, you know, was probably their best game they've had, at least as far as competition goes this season. And when you look at that game too, there was a lot of little things that kept your guys from really being in that game even more. What do you look back from that first meeting with Olpe and try to use here this week?
You know, it's one of those things where we were right there to make the play. We just didn't come out on top on those 50-50 balls, so to speak. You know, a tip pass for a touchdown on a fourth down, another pass on a fourth down where our guy was inches away from intercepting it, and they catch it in the back of the end zone. And, you know, they put the ball on the ground a couple times. And, you know, so again, one of those 50-50 balls that they got and we didn't. So, you know, maybe a couple of those breaks go our way this week, and it's definitely a different outcome during the course of the first game. And, you know, this week we're just really, really focusing on ourselves again, focusing on our execution. We know Olpe's a great defensive team. I think they've given up 35 or 38 points in 2 years. So, you know, whenever you've given up that many points in 2 years, you definitely have a stacked defense. So, you know, we're trying to find the ins and outs on how to exploit their defense. You know, we know it's going to be tough. We know it's going to be a challenge, but it's the playoffs. And, you know, if you want to be the number one team, you got to beat the number one team. So that's our mindset right now going into Friday.
So then coming off of that game you played against them a few weeks ago, does the game plan change much at all? Or is it just this time around, it's just finding a way to execute on all facets of the game and find a way to just make it more competitive and give yourself a chance in the end?
You know, you always try to tweak here and tweak there, you know, how their defense aligns to this formation or that formation. So we'll definitely have some new wrinkles to throw at them, because I feel like we need to throw everything but the kitchen sink at them. And then defensively for us, I think we just need to continue rallying to the football and continue doing our job. I thought our defense actually played very well at times. You know, we had some costly interceptions there in the second half that gave them the ball, you know, inside our red zone twice in the second half, where 2 of their touchdowns were. So overall, I felt like our defense, the last time we played in, was very, very good. And we just need to work on those little things and execute a little bit better at our linebacker positions this Friday for that to, you know, have the outcome that we want.
Well, Coach, go down there, give it your best. Hopefully, you'll come away with a victory. Thank you so much, though, as always, for taking the time and joining us. Certainly appreciate it. Good luck here coming up on Friday.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras, joining us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.